Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation with Matthew Mitchell. No stranger to a lot of you in Central Kentucky. Won over 300 games as a college head basketball coach. Led UK to the NCAA tournament 9 times, to the Elite 8 3 times, and now is in a new season of life doing speaking and consulting, and got a wonderful new book called The Winning Tools. If you like basketball, if you like leadership, you just want to grow as an individual, highly recommend the book, The Fords by John Maxwell, who you know has had a big impact on my life. But we've been talking about these three tools. Yesterday, we started off with the first tool, which was honesty. If you missed yesterday's 14-minute program, I want to really encourage you to go check out that podcast. Go to our website, hopeishere.today.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We're on all the major platforms. But, Coach, yesterday we looked at honesty. Today, I want to start looking at this second tool that you have. And it's one of those things sometimes we don't like to talk about, but good old-fashioned hard work.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hard work is the second winning tool, and being able to develop a strong work ethic, I think people are familiar with, and we really try to explain in the book how the benefit of hard work can certainly get us some external reward, and we can be productive, but I think there's so much to the intrinsic value and really what it does for us as people, and the way it can make us feel if we develop this tool of hard work.
Well, I know it talks about, you know, you talk about competition. It's a great motivator to work harder. And you said that real growth requires being challenged. Kind of expand on that.
Well, I just think for us to grow as people and you know, after I'm going on almost 30 years of coaching, and now I'm coaching a little. I'm not coaching in the athletic realm. Well, actually, I am. I came out of retirement. I'm coaching middle school basketball now, and that's a lot of fun. But it is in coaching people, you can just see where if we're not challenged, we just can. There's no way we can be as sharp as if we are challenged. And you know, the all of those analogies that we can make about the way that being challenged can help us develop are so true. And so we always, when we're coaching basketball, try to make practice every day so competitive to try to bring out the best in our abilities. And when we're pushed, We can find some places that we didn't really think possible without that competition. So I think competition in a healthy way can be a great way for us to increase our ability to find what our capacity is.
I heard somebody say one time, you know, pray like it depends on God, but work like it depends on you, right?
I tell you, Coach Keith Madison, who's a great baseball coach at Kentucky and such a great mentor of mine, I'm on a daily text with him every day, a chain that he sends out to a lot of coaches. And that's one of his, that's one of the ones he sent me over the years that just hit me between the eyes. That is so true.
Well, and I'm going to go back just to yesterday's program for a second, but you know, you're talking about honesty. We talked about having people in your life that are honest. You talked about the impact Mitch Barnhart had in his honesty with you. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, just one of the most honest people I've ever been around. And, you know, when we talk about college athletics and the big business that it's become, it's changed so much since the first time I entered the industry to when I exited. You know, you used to have old coaches would, you know, the football coach would be the AD, and it was just kind of wasn't a real big business at the time. And now the economics has become so sophisticated that there's kind of this move toward, you know, a businessman kind of running college athletics. And Mitch Barnhart still knows every one of the athletes at Kentucky. He cares about them as people. And so he has an honest interest in their development. And when you look at what this athletic department has accomplished in his tenure, you can be assured a whole bunch of hard work went into it as well. So I just admire him so much. He was such a not only a person that gave me a lot of opportunity, he continued to help me grow during my 15 years at Kentucky.
One of the things I like you talked about in your principle of hard work is you said, you know, burnout versus hard work, and the one word is shift. Talk about that.
Yeah. Well, I think what's so important for us when we think about working hard is shifting our mind from a time measurement of how long am I at something to what am I able to actually accomplish and what am I getting done. And so I tell the story in the book of where, as young college coaches, you know, we were certainly encouraged to work hard, but you saw a lot of people just kind of hanging around the office and staying in the office because they, you know, were going to be the last one to leave. And the job is time consuming. It's if you're trying to do a good job, but what's more important is what are you producing? What are you actually getting done? And so I think that if we're all just hanging around and looking for stuff to do, that's where we start to burn out instead of really getting focused on what needs to be accomplished. And then once that is, now we take some time to recharge. And so a hard worker doesn't mean I'm working 24/7. That's the exact opposite. I think a hard worker is focused, knows what's in front of them, and just is more efficient with their time and produces at a high level of quality instead of focusing so much on the quantity of time they're at something.
Yeah, that's one of the things I really resonated in your book about working efficiently.
Yeah,
you can definitely do that. You just tuned in, you're driving down the road, and you just tuned in. We're talking with Matthew Mitchell, former outstanding college basketball coach, now in a new season of life, helping do business coaching, consulting, leadership. Got a wonderful website, a blog I'd encourage you to check out. Go to his website, thewinningtools.com, thewinningtools.com. In fact, Coach, one of the things I liked on that is that you've got a thing there people can sign up for, and you will send them something on Wednesday. They call the daily decision drill. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, just trying to help people get their mindset right, Greg, as we begin the day. And I know for me, I'm just trying to share some of the things that I learned over a 25-year coaching career that in a high-paced, demanding job and all of us can relate to how much we need to produce. In basketball, it's real, you know, the score. We were in a scoreboard type world, and so it was just really important that we put a winning team on the court. So one thing that I had to do, and so many of us have tough jobs that come at you day after day after day, I think your mindset in the morning is so important. So the daily decision drill, if they'll go to the website, they can get a copy of that. And it's just three simple questions that we're going to ask ourselves, and we're going to make some commitments early in the day. And I think it's just a really great way of these are the decisions we're going to make, not specifically about task, but about mindset and how we're going to approach and attack the day. And I think it's a really good the daily decision drill is something that people can get free there at the website. And I think a short, simple way to frame your mindset for the upcoming day.
Yeah, I really like it. I'd encourage you to check it out. Really, really good stuff. Some really good blog posts that he's written that you can apply in your everyday life. All right, we're talking about the winning tools, three leadership principles that build purpose, respect, and success. We've talked about honesty. We've talked about hard work. And the third and final winning tool is discipline. Why'd you say that one for last, Coach?
Well, that's really the glue that holds everything together. So I would tell the players this. If you are honest, you can be honest some of the time. That's a possibility. One day I can really be honest with you, and the next day I can cut corners and not tell you the truth. I mean, so honesty is a moving target. Same thing with hard work. I can work like heck for a week, take a week off. Work like heck for a couple weeks, not so much the next month. What the glue that really activates those two, really important. They're all important when they stand alone. But the discipline to be able to day after day after day commit to honesty, commit to a strong work ethic, the discipline starts to impact our decisions. Our decisions dictate our actions. Our actions lead to our outcome. And so I like to say that discipline is really the glue of the winning tools and brings it all together. And when we start to implement that daily, man, the honesty and the hard work just multiply, and you start to get a compounding effect. And so they all work together, but discipline holds them together.
Well, I love it. One thing you talked about in that discipline section of your book, talking about how negative self-talk is a huge perspective killer.
It was so tough on me as a young coach. You know, Greg, I was so hard on myself, and as I look back on it now, if I could get one thing across to our listeners, is that the error you're probably making is not that you're too full of yourself. It is that you are too hard on yourself, and we need to give ourselves some grace and know that God has given us the strength, and He has uniquely gifted each one of us here for a purpose on this earth. And so He does not want us talking down to ourselves. He wants us to blossom and to grow and to go out and deploy these unique gifts and talents that He's given us. And I spent so much time talking negative to myself and things that I'd never let my players say about themselves or their teammate, that I would just go over and over and over. If we lost a game, Greg, I would just go over and over about how bad a job I'd done. And so I had to move. It took tremendous discipline to wake up every day or to start recognizing, hey, I catch that one. That's not going to help me move forward. That's not what God created me to be. And so that shift from a negative self-image and a negative self-talk, what we tell ourselves is powerful. And we need to be more in the frame of God loves us. God created us uniquely. I can do this. And it doesn't mean we're going to get everything right, but we need to have that spirit of, if I don't have what I need, let me go acquire that. Let me go find it. It takes discipline to shift from that negative to the positive.
Yeah, it truly does. I can relate totally. Nobody's harder on Greg Horn than Greg Horn.
Exactly. So. I think that's the case. That's what I want people to know and think about, is that we're always trying to guard against being, you know, too full of ourselves and getting a big head. I find for people who really will resonate with this book, the opposite is true, and that's why I want them to get this book in their hands, because I think they can make that shift.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Really want to encourage you. Coach, we got about a minute left. Share what you're doing now, just so people know.
Well, I am out working with any growth-minded leader or group. And so we are certainly out in the corporate world, consulting, coaching, doing workshops for people. But it's really for growth-minded leaders. We want to help them learn how to sustain success. So everybody can have success here or there. What we have learned the winning tools will do, it will lead you to down a path of sustained success where you can repeat it day after day. So there's a lot of personal growth that we do, but also then we try to teach that, how to bring that team together, because we all need our teammates, no matter what we're doing, to help us move forward. So CoachMatthewMitchell.com, TheWinningTools.com, you can find us there, and would love for everybody hearing us to join our community, and we just want to encourage people every day.
Well, I know they'll be encouraged if they read that book. Coach, thanks so much for being with us on Hope Is Here.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
All right. I want to encourage you to go to those websites, MatthewMitchell.com, TheWinningTools.com. Get a copy of this book, The Winning Tools, Three Leadership Principles That Build Purpose, Respect, and Success. You can also hear that Matthew Mitchell, faith is a huge component of his life, so you will be blessed by reading this book, and I know you'll be a blessing to others if you do it. For Matthew Mitchell, I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you next time on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.